fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Welcome to Fitter Happier. Today's program is a shout out to all the newly qualified nurses and midwives out there, especially those who might be looking for work. Nursing and midwifery is an incredibly rewarding career and one of the most popular courses to study, but that also makes securing graduate work in the sector highly competitive. Joining us today to talk about an exciting opportunity for our nurses and midwives is Natalie Mayle, Senior Nursing Officer from the Chief Nursing and Midwifery Office at the Department of Health. Welcome to the MAG.
Hi, Georgia. Thanks for having me.
It's very nice to have you back in the studio. You were here last year when we were chatting about this this really cool campaign. But now I wanted to start off by finding out a little bit more about your own journey through nursing.
Oh, that's a while. So I was one of those girls who always wanted to be a nurse. So I went straight from high school straight into nursing. I studied at ECU. When I finished my nursing training, I went into a graduate program in the private sector at St John of God in Subi. My graduate specialty was perioperative nursing or theatre nursing, so we're the lovely nurses who look after you before, during and immediately post your operation. So we're those people that you don't actually usually see or remember. That's been my specialty for 20 years. I spent 10 years in the private sector, like I said, and then I moved over to WA Health at Sir Charles Gairdner Hospital and worked in the operating theatres there for 15 years. A lot of my work in the operating theatres was centred around undergraduate and graduate nurses. I also, because of my expertise in the perioperative area, I also teach at one of the universities in the perioperative units there to ensure that our nurses are getting good training in the perioperative arena.
That's awesome. So you've done a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And nursing was one of my options for when I was studying at uni. And it kind of sounds just like such an amazing career. But do you think it's too popular? Like we see right now, I know one of my friends studied HR. She's applied for over 200 jobs. Is the same kind of thing happening with nurses? Are there more qualified nurses than there are positions?
So, Georgia, there certainly is a need for skilled registered nurses, enrolled nurses and midwives in the system. However, the challenge that we have at the moment is transitioning newly qualified nurses and midwives with no prior experience into the workforce. What we have to ensure is that we're maintaining an appropriate skill mix in our hospitals and health services so that patient safety isn't compromised. So that's where the challenge lies at the moment, is getting those new recruits, as we'd say, into the workforce.
Okay, so what kind of opportunities are available for newly qualified nurses who possibly haven't yet secured a graduate position?
So a graduate program is the most common pathway into nursing and midwifery, but it's not the only pathway, and it's not a mandatory requirement. So there's other opportunities in the private sector and looking at areas of workforce need, but one exciting initiative that we do have is our NHS Grampian Collaborative that's offering our newly qualified nurses and midwives in WA an opportunity to participate in a graduate program in Aberdeen in Scotland. I'm very jealous because that opportunity wasn't available when I was a graduate nurse.
It's amazing. I actually, there seems to be, obviously we're always going to need nurses around the world, but there seems to be quite a few people who head on over to the UK to do nursing. Now let's talk a little bit more about the Grampian campaign or the NHS Grampian experience, what that would be like for a graduate. Apart from amazing.
Yeah. So the opportunities that are offered to the graduates when they go over there, that they're supported via a package. The pastoral care or support that they get from the team over there is second to none. They really want our nurses. They're really looking to support them in every way that they can. They participate in a 12-month, what they call a flying start program, They're offered permanent contracts, so for as long as they like, but they have the opportunity to participate in the Flying Start program, and in their second year they're also supported if they wish to continue their studies into a master's. So there's in any specialty that they would like. So if they're thinking now coming out of university, or you know, I'd like to go into pediatrics, or I'd like to go into perioperative nursing, I'm always pushing the perioperative specialty, you know, they will seek those opportunities for them.
On Fitter Happier right now, we're talking, we're exploring and celebrating nurses and midwifery a little bit more. We are speaking right now to Nat about our NHS Grampian campaign. Now, Nat, what is the best way for people to get involved?
So if they go onto our website at WA Health, so it's
health.wa.gov.au.
And you'll see the link. It's very clear there. It says NHS Grampian Recruiting Now. And that will lead them to a page on how to contact us and book an interview. The team arrive on Wednesday next week, and they're conducting presentations to tell them all about the program, what it's, you know, like to live and work in Aberdeen, who's over there, because currently we have around 30 nurses who from WA who have already started working over there. So there's a crew of Aussies already there, and there are about 60 newly qualified nurses who are in various stages of the process who will be working over there. So they're coming next week for another recruitment drive, and they're here for about a week.
That is so cool. Now, we don't want to discourage anybody from applying, because you don't... Is it true, like, if you're not a graduate, are you still available to partake, or...?
Yes, it's certainly open to experienced nurses and midwives. However, the collaboration that we formed, we're targeting newly qualified nurses and midwives, because that's where, obviously, we want to give them the opportunity to get that experience.
Yeah. Now, for someone who may be wanting a career change, or maybe thinking about going into nursing, what would you say to someone?
Well, it's a fantastic career. It's been very good to me. I love working with the diverse range of people. Nurses can work basically where there's populations of people. There's always going to be nurses working in some capacity. There's different areas. You can work rurally, remote, in the metropolitan areas. And the fact that we get to work and care for a diverse range of people is what really inspires me.
So for all the nurses and midwives out there who want to learn more about this opportunity, there is recruiting information sessions happening in a week and a half. People can head on over to health.wa.gov.au/GNC for more information.
That's right. Thank you for having us.
And just lastly, any last information for anybody who may... you know, who just need that little bit of a push over the edge to come down and have a chat to you about it?
Oh, certainly. Come down there at the Holiday Inn next to the Apple Store. You can actually drop in. We like to know who's coming, so drop us an email and we'll certainly put you on our list. But we'd love to see as many new graduates there as possible.
Thank you so much for coming on Fitter Happier today. That email for anybody who may want it is cnmo.recruitwa@health.wa.gov.au.
Thanks, Georgia.